And we thank you for the privilege of being able to share testimonies this morning. I'd like to go to the Word, but before I do, I'd like to introduce some of the children to you. The first one is Sitlango. Sitlango, can you tell them what your name means and how old you are?
My name is Milshildi.
And how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Amen. Could you welcome Sitlango, please? Sitlango came to us at about 3 years old, and Gary at that time had the privilege to join us, and I'll introduce you to Gary later, where when Sitlango joined us, the doctors said that he would have 3 months to live. And I can tell you it's 8 years later, and you see a miracle in front of you, a miracle of hope, a miracle of joy, a bundle of energy. So thank you for joining us as Sitlango shows you his life as he sings before you. Piwe, can you share what does your name mean and how old you are?
My name means it is a gift from God.
A gift from God. And how old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
And what grade are you in now?
I am in grade 3.
Grade 3. Good. And did you enjoy the flight over?
Yes.
What did you like on the aeroplane?
Watching cartoons.
Watching cartoons. We flew on Emirates Airline, and they've got lovely little TV screens and cartoons all the way. Thank you. Ganili, can you explain to them what your name means and how old you are?
My name means the last born. I am 8 years old.
And what did you enjoy on the aeroplane?
I enjoyed the food.
What did you not enjoy on the aeroplane?
The toilets.
The toilets. Can you explain to us, what did you not enjoy in the toilet? You know when you press the button? The noise, it gave her a big fright. The truth is, on a flight prior, one of the children had gone out and said, you know, be careful, when you press the button in the toilet, it can suck you out. And so when that big noise came, she got it right. This morning, I'd like to share, and I'm going to be brief, but I feel like I need to share the Word of God with you from 1 Peter 4, because what you see before you are testimonies of hope, of joy, of transformation. And so I want to honor them by sharing the Word of what we go through. Before you are some lives that have suffered tremendous tragedy. Our focus is not on the tragedy. Many of them have suffered tremendous trauma, and some of the things that they've been through should never happen anywhere in the world. We live in a nation where statistically 1 out of 10 children will survive between the ages of 15 to 35. 9 out of 10 will die from HIV/AIDS alone in our nation. We face a tragedy that's the worst human pandemic known to the history of modern mankind. In Swaziland, we have the worst statistics of HIV/AIDS, and yet amongst that, there's hope being breathed, where children who have been orphaned or vulnerable are coming into Challenge Ministries, and it's there that we would share something along this line. This morning, as I read these words, can I ask you to think about your life? Because hurt people. And the world is not fair. It's absolutely not fair. Many people are born into tragic circumstances. Some of the children have been put into plastic bags and put into an outhouse and dropped into the toilet of an outhouse. And as a policeman goes up and hears a scream, is called, children have been rescued out of the outhouses. Children have been tragically abused. Rejection buttons being pressed every day of their lives as their mothers and fathers have left them. But I would like to share with you a word, because I believe the devil works the same way around all over the world. He presses our rejection buttons. And you can either run to God and receive healing from him, or you can do what many of us did, run to alcohol for comfort, run to drugs. Run to rebellion, run to relationships, from relationship to relationship. And many people will suffer that. And when you get married, you take these bags into the marriage, these bags of hurt. And we carry these bags of hurt in, and we get into this incredible covenant that God has created. But hurt people hurt people until we catch this revelation. And so I'd like to share this with you. In 1 Peter 4, what the children have realized, what the children live. 1 Peter 4, Christ suffered while he was in his body, so you should strengthen yourselves with the same kind of thinking that Christ had. Remember, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, suffered. The world is not fair. Jesus suffered. He suffered rejection and punishment and persecution for something he did not deserve. Our children didn't deserve that. Maybe this morning you don't deserve something you're going through, rejection from somebody or somewhere in the workplace, in the marriage, in the home, in the family. But Jesus Christ has come and he has given us a way out. And I'd like to show that to you. If you jump to verse 7, the time is near when all things will end. Keep your minds clear and control yourselves. The first thing we've learned is that if we're facing tragedy, is to take captive every thought. The Word of God says, take every thought captive and submit it to the Word of God. Is this thought from God or is it not? Because God is a God of love. And God would have us think thoughts that are noble, pure, think thoughts that are love. Am I saying what is love? Am I doing what is love? Now it's hard. Imagine children suffering. It's not fair. But if we can understand what love is and live a life of love, then heal people, help people, change people, change people. So keep your minds clear and control yourselves. The first point is to control your thinking, to take captive your thought. The second point is, most important of all, love each other deeply, because love makes you willing to forgive many sins. God would have us understand what love is, and he is love. And he would have us take captive those thoughts and live a life of love. Very briefly, one of the children, whose name is Bonelli, who's not with us here now, he had been abused by a foster mother in a very rural setting. The police took him out of that place and brought him to Challenge Ministries. He was given 6 months to live, and miraculously, that he received healing, incredible healing. And when he received his healing, the first thing he asked is, Bobby Kevin, can you take me, please, back to the foster mother who looked after me? And can you help me to go there? Because I need to ask her for forgiveness. I thought, forgiveness for what? Because you didn't do anything wrong. She did it. And he said, Bobby Kevin, now he was 9 years old. He said, Bobby Kevin, you don't know. I have received Christ. I've received love. I need to go and love her by releasing her at 9 years old. Incredible revelation. I must just tell you that as he was dying one evening and he was healed that evening, because the doctor said he would die that night, he wrote me a quick note, and in it he said, Bobby Kevin, thank you for all that you do. Don't give up on what you're doing. I'm tired. I'm ready to go and meet my Father in heaven now. He has this kind of understanding that he has a Father in heaven who loves him, and if he has this Father in heaven who loves him, then he needs to love others and forgive many. And so Bonelli, at 9 years old, taught me, at 40-odd years old, how to forgive, because he had revelation of love. I tell you, these are ambassadors of hope and love, and they are living lessons to me. As I end with this, first, controlling your thoughts. Second, understanding the love of God and living a life of love, that you might forgive many sins. Third, open your homes to each other and share your food without complaining. This gift of hospitality, and thank you to this church for the gift of hospitality that's here. God has shown you this grace in many different ways. So be good servants and use the gift he's given you in a way that will best serve each other. Take the gifts God has given you and serve, not looking for reward, not looking for affirmation, but looking for God to be glorified in the situation. If your gift is speaking your words, your words should be words from God, oracles of God. And I end on that. The power of life and death in the tongue, that God has called us to speak hope, to speak life. And this morning, as the children stand here before you, they had the privilege of flying through Emirates, through Dubai, across to Northern Ireland and to join you. Thank you. What an incredible privilege. If you could see where they were from and where they are now, because of this one thing, revelation of God's love for them. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. And as they continue to sing, can you hear the words as they sing? Thank you.